Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Jeff Ferguson on Blog Talk Radio, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio, and you may call in as a guest at area code 619-924-9788. That is area code 619-924-9788. And now, about a week or so ago, I did part one of a message or a teaching called What is a Christian? And some things came up, and I couldn't get part two out. So I've got part two worked together. We're going to go over the whole thing tonight. What is a Christian? And I want you to get your Bibles. It's Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. We are going to read the scripture first, and then we'll get into the message. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they come to Antioch spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came, and he had God, was glad, and exhorted them all that would purpose of heart, that would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he found him, he brought him into Antioch. And it came pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christian first in Antioch. So, Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. Lord God, we just ask you to move in a mighty way, and we'll give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, you can call in and listen live. Area code 619-924-9788. So what exactly is a Christian? Well, there are quite a few opinions of exactly what a Christian is. There are always a lot of opinions about what is a Christian. Now, if you were to ask 30 people their opinion on a subject of what is a Christian, you could probably get about 30 different answers. Everybody's got their own opinion, and they all think they are right. It's really good when the question has to do with politics. Everybody's got an opinion about politics and politicians, but none of them are always right. Sometimes none of them are right. At least that's my opinion. Now, what if a man came walking up to you and asked you a question? What is a Christian? What kind of answers and opinions do you think you might get? I think you might get some doozies. Here's a few that I think you might hear. Well, a Christian is someone who believes in God. Now, I believe there's a God. He or she is out there somewhere watching us. There's a higher power, and I believe there's a higher power. A Christian is someone who believes There's a God. Now, a Christian is someone who tries to live a good life and treats other people right. They do the best they can. Their good parts outweigh their bad parts. They try and help other people occasionally. They don't judge others. A Christian is someone trying to live and let live. Now, a Christian is someone who has Christian parents or Christian spouses. Now, some people believe I'm a Christian by birth. My parents are Christian, so I must be Christian. I'm a Christian because my family is. It's kind of like a birthright. I got it because they have it. I'm a Christian because my family is Christian. Well, that's not exactly totally correct. A Christian is someone who gives money to a church. I like what the church does, so I give them money to support them. They have good causes, and I'm a good person, so I give my money to do good things. I'm a Christian because I support the church financially. Now, a Christian is someone who's been baptized. I've been dunked or sprinkled. I've been through catechism. I've been confirmed. Now we're just talking as a whole here, okay? I've got certificates that attest to this. I'm a Christian because I've done all the right stuff. Remember that movie about the Mercury program, the right stuff? Well, a lot of people think they're a Christian because they've done all the right stuff. Now, a Christian is someone who goes to church. Now, they may have somehow joined the church. They have their names in a church record book somewhere. I'm a Christian because I go to church. Well, now, those are all opinions and answers you might get with the type of a man-on-the-street interview asking, what is a Christian? Now, I've heard some of these answers. There are other answers that you can throw in there, too. Now, what I want us to do right now is consider whether these are good answers. Are these really the answer to what is a Christian? Well, all right, now to find an answer to the question, what is a Christian, we are going to see what the Bible says. The Bible is the book for Christians and those wanting to know more about Christianity. The Bible tells us about itself. The Bible tells us that it's God-inspired. The Bible tells us that God speaks through its words to us. So if there's a true, definite answer to what is a Christian, it ought to be in the God-inspired, God-speaking Bible. So let's go to the Bible and see if we can find an answer to the question, what is a Christian? Now, we've read Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. Now, let's take a look at verse 26. It says that the people were first called Christians in Antioch. So if these people were Christian, maybe their story can answer our question. Can we look at the experience of these people and find out what made them Christians? What made them Christians to be the same thing that can make us Christians? All right, now let's take a look at it. Verse 20 says, and some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. What is the good news about Jesus Christ? Well, we will have to start with some bad news first. The bad news is that all human beings are born into sin. God has let us know what the right way is and the holy way is to live. We are to live a godly life. We are to live a way of holiness. We are to live like God wants us to live because He is God. He knows what's best for us to live lives with meaning and purpose. But we have all failed to live like God wants us to. It says in Romans that we have all fell short of the glory of God. I have fell short. You have fell short. There's nothing. You see, I'm nobody special. But God has touched me to teach and preach and internet radio and all other kinds of things. He knows what's best for us to live our lives with meaning and purpose. But like I said a while ago, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have all failed to live like God wants us to. We have intentionally disobeyed God. This is called sin. The Bible also tells us that the wages of sin is death. The bad news is that we were sinners and under a death sentence. But now let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, we are now under the, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have been blood bought by the blood of Jesus. You are now part heirs with Jesus Christ. You now belong to the family of God. God will hold us accountable for our sin. But He loves us so much that He has given us a way to come out from under the death sentence. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to bear the punishment for our sin. Jesus took our death sentence and gave Himself in our place. Now you hear what I'm saying? Jesus took our death sentence because as we have sinned, it's punishable. But Jesus Christ, God was made man. All right? So man, He was Son of Man and Son of God at the same time. And Jesus took our death sentence and gave Himself in our place. The good news is that we can be forgiven of our sins in Jesus Christ. We can be made right with God through Jesus Christ. We can live not only now, but forever with God because of Jesus Christ. Now, let's take a look at the 21st verse of Acts chapter 11. Let me get something to drink here. Good old Acts tea. All right. Acts chapter 11, verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Think about that. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. What did they believe? They believed the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. They did more than give intellectual assent to the good news. They absorbed it. All right? They were just not hearers of the word, but they were doers of the word as well. They trusted in Him. God's hand was with them. Once again, let's read that verse again, verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. So God's hand was with them. God was working in their hearts to see the truth, to accept the truth, to believe in the truth. When we hear the good news, we have a choice. Each and every one of us are free moral agents. God made us that way. We have a choice. Now, the Bible says that God draws us to Him. All right? Now, there's scripture that says, as we draw nigh unto God, He draws nigh unto us. Praise God. We need to draw closer and closer and closer to God as never before. There's a lot of things going on in this world, and the only way that you are going to overcome it is by getting into God's Word, reading God's Word, seeking God's Word, seeking God's face in your prayer time. He works in our hearts and removes the blinders. He removes the veil. As He works, we hear the good news. We hear the gospel. And we have a choice. We can choose to walk away. That's right. We can throw up our hands and say, I don't want nothing to do with it, and walk away. Or we can choose to believe. Now think about that. We can choose to believe, or we can choose to walk away. And I'm asking everyone that will listen to this message, what do you believe? Do you want a closer walk with God? Then get in closer to Him, and He will get closer to you. Get into His Word. Spend time studying it, reading it, praying. Because as you get into God's Word, as you open the, you know, the Word tells us to study the Word. Study the Word. Think about that. Is God opening your eyes to the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ? Then I've got one thing to say to you. Believe. You hear my, hear what I'm saying? Believe. Believe, believe, believe. That's the important things. And then as you believe, then you trust God in faith. You hear what I'm saying? As you believe, you trust God in faith. Turn your problems. The Word tells us that cast all your burdens upon the Lord. Turn everything over to Him. If you're having a financial problem, turn your finances over to God. You're having a spiritual problem, turn your spiritual problems over to God. You're having a physical problem, turn your physical problems over to God. That's what I'm saying, church. You believe, and then you trust. Hallelujah. Now, and it said, and a great number believed. We're back to verse 21, Acts chapter 11, verse 21. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Now, what am I saying here? When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you start heading in a different direction. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man, now that's any man, woman, or child, be in Christ, therefore he is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away, and all things become new. So therefore, when you repent, you start heading in a different direction. The biblical word repent means to turn from the direction you are going and turn to God. Think about that. Repenting, it has to do with owning up to the truth of who we are and where we are headed. To make it to hell is a very wide gate. And there are some this very night that have died and not sure where they're going to spend eternity. But to spend with the Lord is a narrow gate. But my friends, there are streets of gold. There's a crystal sea. Jesus said that he goes to prepare a place for us. If it was not so, he wouldn't say so. So my friends, I believe God's word is true, and I believe that Jesus has a place prepared for me. Repenting is admitting to God that we've gone the wrong way. Repenting is turning our life in the direction that God wants you to go. Not the direction your parents want you to go. Not the direction your brothers and sisters want you to go. Not the direction even your spouse wants you to go. You need to turn your life over to God and go the direction that God wants you to go. When we hear the good news, August 29th of 1976, I gave my heart to Jesus. And it's not always been, you know, a smooth ride. It's been some bumps. But my friends, Jesus was always there. I've had surgery, two or three different surgeries. God is always there. I lost part of my right leg because of diabetes. And you know why? Because God sent people to counsel me, and I didn't listen. It's my own fault. It is my own fault that I lost part of my leg. It's nobody's fault. It's not even God's fault, because God sent those people to me and I did not heed their advice. So when we hear the good news, when in our hearts we believe in Jesus Christ, when we come to that point, when we see the love of God for us, we all want to change the direction of our lives. Think about that. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and you accept him going to the cross of Calvary and his blood for you, he loved you so much. And see, once again, he gives us free will. But let me tell you, if you really get on fire for Jesus, you will turn from a self-centered life to a God-centered life. Now let's take a look at verse 23, Acts chapter 11. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with the purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Grace is what you get that you don't deserve. Grace means unmerited favor. Each and every one of us did nothing for Jesus to die on the cross, but he did so for each and every one of us, that we could have life, have it more abundantly, and that we will spend eternity in heaven. Now, without accepting Jesus as your Savior, you've earned the death sentence, because without God, you're against God. But once again, God offers us grace, not getting what we deserve. You understand what I'm saying? Not getting what we deserve. When we turn to Jesus, we will experience the grace of God. Not only his grace delivering us from eternal death, but his grace to live right now. All right? Think about that. Not only his grace delivering us from eternal death, but his grace to live right now. They became disciples. Verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. Okay, now this was Barnabas looking for Paul. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Disciples are followers. Followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe, now think about this, disciples are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're to make other disciples. You know, I said, I'm an associate pastor at a church, and I said Thursday, just this past Thursday night, that I never saw a shepherd begat a sheep. Sheep begat sheep. Brothers and sisters, it's our duty. It's our duty to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for the kingdom of God. So as we're followers, we're also doers of the word. We're followers of the Lord Jesus, but we're doers of the Lord Jesus. When we believe, trust, and turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. We're to follow him. Yes, and it may even cost you your life. We're to develop a personal relationship with him. How do you do that? You get into the word. You read the word. You study the word. You have prayer time. That's what it's all about. Because I'll tell you what, he'll speak to you through his word. He may even speak to you in that still small voice. But you need to develop that personal relationship with him. All right. So I think we have satisfactorily answered the question, what is a Christian? The follow-up question is this. Are you a Christian? Are you willing to surrender all to Jesus? Your finances, your family, your I mean, are you ready to surrender all? Remember that chorus, I surrender all. All to Jesus. Whoa, glory to God. I surrender all. I surrender all. Think about that. Think about that. So this is a question. Are you a Christian? Now, we still have a little bit to go. And, glory. Now remember, when I'm on the air with Blog Talk Radio, you can contact us at area code 619-924-9788. You can call in. You can listen to the episode live. I'll post it on Twitter as well as Facebook. To follow our teachings, we're going to start teaching on a regular basis here on Blog Talk Radio, and which in the past I've not always done it, but we are going to continue to do it, and I praise God. There may be times that we're just going to have maybe go over some Christian news. I don't need to preach and teach every time. We can talk about Christian news. We can talk about all kinds of things here on this line. And if you would like to contact me on email, you can contact me at Rev Fergie, that's R-E-V-F-E-R-G-Y, at jfministries.com. Rev Fergie at jfministries.com. We also have a website at jfministries.com. So please visit our website. I just redone it. I'm still working on it. And visit our website. And I'm trying to get some other things going. I just want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's all I want to do. And some news articles and stuff. I think once a week we're going to start doing some news. I don't know approximately what time or what day yet. I'm still praying about it. But we may just go over a bunch of news articles that's in the news. So with that, we have about 10 minutes. But I'm just kind of running out of things to say. So I want you to be blessed. Stay blessed. Let's just close in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this study. And Lord God, we just ask you now just to move in a mighty way. And we will give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You can even go to jfministries.com and you can post prayer requests. We have a prayer request page on our website. We have a place for testimonies as well. So please, share with, if you're a pastor or an evangelist, I would love you to visit our webpage, jfministries.com, and put your testimony down, what God is doing in your ministry, because we can share it with others. Amen? So, may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.